Of colonyofgamers.com. Welcome to the show. It has been a busy week for everybody here on the show. And we've got a full cast with us again this week. So,
huzzah!
Yes. You haven't heard that voice in a while. It's Jeremy. But yeah, Jeremy's back. And I know when we go over, hey, what games did you play? I'll just basically skip. What rides did you ride, I guess, is probably what I'll do.
All of them.
His honeymoon was theme parks.
Nine theme parks in 8 days.
God.
Yeah.
You're such a tourist. he's back in the studio. We got Daniel, Dennis, Dana, a lot of D's, and James in here as well, and Scott, myself.
For how long are you going to be surprised at the number of D's we have on our show?
Every time I go Dana, Dennis, Daniel, you know. And anybody else that happens to show up, Dave, if he was here. So there you go. But busy week. Lots of games coming out this past week. Not even half as many that are coming out this week, and that'll probably just continue to multiply as we get into weeks ahead. But welcome to the show.
Compound. I think it'll continue to compound.
Yes,
as we get into the weeks ahead,
because it'll continue.
If it multiplied, then well, that'd just be a hell of a thing.
Especially if you've looked at the weekly release list, it's a big one. It's huge. Not even covering, you know, the multi-platform releases, but yeah, it's just a ton of stuff coming out. So we'll get to that a little bit later on. What do we want to jump into first? So the games that we played, the movie we saw, what do we want to do?
Well, games are always the best place to start on a podcast about video games. So
It is.
I would say that you have not heard from us since Friday.
Should mention that, yeah.
Friday's episode. There were a lot of technical difficulties with our feed. Jeremy obviously threw a wrench into the works before he left, just so we'd have something to deal with while he was gone.
Yeah,
he wanted us to need
clearly
him.
Sabotage.
So the feed was a little bit broken. So distribution of last week's Wednesday and Friday podcasts was inconsistent. We apologize for that. So for a lot of people, the midweek content came late, and the late week content came late for everyone.
The show is compounding.
So it do what?
It's compounding on the listeners now, because you know.
Yeah.
The releases.
So, you know, it hasn't been that long since you've heard from us. So, but regardless, what we were talking about and when we were talking about it has been several days past. So over the weekend, stemming from the things that we got last week, I know you played, Scott, you played...
I played the COD 5 beta.
Everybody pretty much played the COD 5 beta, because we were talking while recording the Friday show that we were wondering... Because this is so much closer to the game's release relative to how the Call of Duty 4 beta worked, are they going to kick up the level cap or anything like that? And we thought maybe they wouldn't. And then, like,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure I got home that night.
Yeah,
and saw the message that they had.
It was that night or the next day. One of the two.
It works right. Exactly like our T-shirt theory.
Yes.
Yeah.
All we need to do is mention it in some all we need to do is be certain about something, and you can be sure that whatever our position is, the opposite will come to pass. So,
totally. But yeah, and that's exactly what happened.
Played that to some degree, which is really nice. You get a better look at some of the things that were unlockable and available.
Yeah. Well, they added hardcore mode. That's one of the.
They did add hardcore mode, which is really,
which thoroughly improved the game. But there was, judging my opinion before they added hardcore mode, that doesn't say too terribly much.
Yeah. Still really enjoyable. Still absolutely going to be worth a look with four-player co-op in the single-player campaign. Well, four-player co-op in the campaign. The opportunity to look at the rest of the maps. Yep. The only thing that I'm really uncomfortable about is one existing map exploit and the potential for other map exploits in the unreleased maps at the moment. But whatever, that's neither here nor there. Well, it's actually there. And very
yeah,
much
I, really, here, I so. Really was not at all impressed. It felt like you just skinned Call of Duty 4 and
why is but
screwed
the,
things
I,
up.
That's actually
and screwed things up though.
Yeah, but they did make it wasn't like equal to or lesser than. They actually did make some improvements to the interface to the.
I don't know. I don't think they did.
Yeah, they did because they made a lot more of they made access to some of the created class things more transparent. They added 5 more of them.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say definitely.
If the dogs
yeah,
were not glitched somewhere between the animation of.
Up. More than they
yeah, they screwed other things up.
More
they
than they
screwed
improved,
up the template.
Though, that's my thing.
Yeah, whatever. They made what it is, and the changes that they made relative to the fact that it's a World War II game as opposed to, a modern combat game, I think are really, really good. I like the concept of the dogs. I like it strategically. I just wish that they weren't bugged.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's bad.
Like, things like that. It, you want to talk about having it full of bugs, that's legitimate. But as far as, like, design decisions that are better or worse, I think for the most part, the design decisions are an improvement.
See,
where they differ, but there aren't terribly many.
Yeah, and I don't think they've done as well of a job with balancing, like, weapons and things like that either. Which, you know, is something that...
Very hard to say for something that's level locked.
Exactly. A, it's kind of iffy, only because I can't see what comes later, and B, being a beta, obviously they've got a lot of time to tweak that kind of thing and fine-tune it a little bit. But, I don't know, I'm not impressed. It definitely will not be a purchase.
I didn't mean to indicate that at all.
Well, yeah, but and what I was about to go into there is, I don't even know if it's going to be a rent when it comes out. I think it may wait.
I'll do the rental. It's got that co-op that I want to do.
It's not just the multiplayer maps. It's the cooperative campaign.
Yeah, I've got End War the week before that, and then I've got Red Alert 3 coming out that week. I don't need it. You know.
Yeah.
I don't need it when it releases. There's other stuff that I think is going to be much more enjoyable for my time. I don't know. They didn't totally screw it. It's not horrible, terrible. But where it comes out
if it was,
the year,
I mean, if it was horrible,
if it
terrible,
came out in the spring, then I would probably give it a lot more consideration. It would definitely make it into my rental queue.
Yeah, well, free beta, you know, or not. Yeah. If it was terrible, people wouldn't be playing it.
That's 100% true. I mean, I played to level 24 and got my bouncing betties. But
so it's the exact sort of thing that might make you grit your teeth and you know, throw a pillow across the room and like really be upset at the lack of things being exactly what you want them to be, but it's obviously compelling enough to keep people playing.
Yeah, it was
compelling
enough to keep me playing.
It was not compelling enough to keep me playing in the face of Dead Space.
No. No, you quickly
which
abandoned.
Is how I spent my
quickly week. Abandoned COD 5.
Well, I mean, you what am I going to do? Both, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you rent that? What did you?
I rented it.
Okay, I was wondering.
Yeah, it was a rental. It was a rental for both of us.
Well, your story is interesting because.
Well, I got into a panic because I had it in my GameCube for I don't know, a couple of months at least.
Mm-hmm.
And you got your shipping notification, and I didn't get mine.
Right.
So, like, I was really panicked. You were supposed to be leaving, I mean, because I really, really wanted to play it in a timely manner, and knowing that there's this other stuff coming out.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, if you don't get to play a game when you want to play it, you know, all of a sudden it's backing up against other things. So, they said they didn't ship it. I was trying to figure out if I could borrow your copy because you were supposedly going out of town.
Yeah. You were just going to raid my mailbox over the week and see if it pops in there, which... Luckily, though, you found a copy.
It did. I managed to get a copy from the local brick and mortar.
Which didn't stop Gamefly from sending you the game.
Which did not stop Gamefly from sending it to me on both systems, which I did have it queued for.
He's got two slots open. He's on the two-game rental plan.
Yeah.
And for both of those empty slots, they sent him the 360 version
of the
PS3.
I mean, in all fairness, I do this to myself.
Yeah, no.
If there's something cross-platform like that, I really like
I'm
to
totally
have both
not
of them
blaming
so,
Gamefly.
That I, so that I can compare them. Like, I, you know... Not for nothing, but I think that that's something that we ought to be, you know, able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just to say, you know, they're identical, but, like, I somewhat prefer the graphics on this system. Or, in this case, since there is downloadable content, downloadable content for each system, I would just like to compare how the two suits look, you know, one compared to the other. So, little things like that. I wanted to do that comparison. So, I'd written it off, but regardless, they both showed up. 361 went right back in the mail.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did manage to get through it. Like this, the hype has very much preceded this game. Whether you want to talk about word of mouth hype or media hype,
right.
It's EA, so it's a big EA game.
Yeah, they hype it themselves as well.
That's how it is, and there's no problem with that whatsoever. But it's very difficult to. I couldn't even really judge my own anticipation. Like I couldn't exactly tell how I felt about it. I love. Any kind of game that's rooted so deeply in science fiction. And I can smell the system shock coming off this game from 3 months away. Like,
oh, absolutely.
And it's funny to me because there have been an awful lot of comparisons on the internet to, well, this is very clearly BioShock.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clearly System Shock is what it is. BioShock was very clearly also System Shock. I mean, that's what it was. It was a style of game that those men had made before, and just it wasn't... You know, it's it's referenced often. Like, it is a revered title, but very few people actually played it. And even of the people who played it, I don't know a whole lot who played it to completion. So having the number of people who have taken a taken a complete survey of System Shock 2 isn't quite as big as the number of people who are aware of what it is. And even that number is very small. So this game, I don't want to say that it's just System Shock 2. As a matter of fact, I may not have ever played a game ever that was as derivative as this game is. Wholly, completely derivative. There is not a... The interface aside, the slick as snot, absolutely, like, PSP level of cool, fresh,
yeah, good reference,
hard-edged, glassy technology.
Good reference. I like that.
That is obviously a relatively, I want to stress that, relatively self-contained design. And it's a little jarring at first. It does take minutes, long minutes, to get used to. It's a kind of, I wasn't very comfortable with it when I started. It
takes a while to get used to that camera.
The proximity of the camera to Isaac, it felt too close to him and too low. I understood immediately why it was that, but I just didn't feel right. After 30, 45 minutes,
didn't care.
I simply didn't notice it. I didn't get past it. I didn't get over myself. I just didn't notice it. The decision is very clear. Isaac is himself your HUD. He is your interface. The health, your air volume, your stasis energy, your weapon ammo. Like, he is those things. So in having the camera in a position so that you can clearly see those things at all times, very, very important. And the camera is actually very intelligent. And were it pulled any further back, the constraints on the environment, the very narrow passageways,
right,
bulkhead after bulkhead after bulkhead, all the things you expect to see in the design of a spaceship, the camera would be clipping against those things constantly. It's a good choice, so if you have trouble with it in the first few minutes of the game, you'll get over it, I can almost assure you.
Yeah.
But everything about the game, there is you can choose an element of this game and draw a direct line. There are no degrees of separation. There is one degree of separation in almost every form. The enemy design, the environment, the general shape of the story is so System Shock. The scientific / industrial vessel,
yeah,
like the eventual, like, relationship with the other thing, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be very hard not
it's
giving
hard
out spoilers. I mean, it's very, very clearly there. The thing is, when you do that, if you're gonna make something that basically cheats all through its design process by just not even liberal borrowing. I'm telling you, it's almost cobbled together from things that come from other places.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They did the one thing you have to do, and they made it really awesome.
Yes, absolutely.
It is a surprise, like, I mean it, surprisingly awesome game.
Yeah, you can bring in, like, it's like they took a bunch of different games, put them in a blender, and made a really great smoothie out of it or something. You know what I'm saying? People reference BioShock, obviously. Okay, fine. We'll take BioShock.
I think
BioShock.
It's in an effort,
yeah,
I believe, to reference System Shock.
System Shock.
That's a more direct comparison. I'm not even saying that's because System Shock came first and you got to, like, recognize or anything like that. I'm just saying it really is easier to draw a direct line to that.
Well, that's true. What else? Resident Evil 4, Doom 3.
Yeah.
Is there another one you can throw in there?
There are a lot. You could. There's
Half-Life
a lot of
2, Gravity Gun.
Yeah. The gravity puzzles with the gravity gun. The enemy designs are very John Carpenter, very the thing.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Very.
Oh, yeah, when I first saw it, that's what I was thinking. It's like,
well, the whole...
The concept of the necromorph.
The way they're, yeah, their whole origin is based.
Right. The alien artifact on the planet and stuff, to whatever degree it might be original in that respect, more of that comes out if you watch, as we've mentioned before, the 6-part animated
comic
series. That, and it really helps. I'm not sure what it would be like to experience it without having seen it.
Yeah, I know.
You watch them all.
Yes, yeah, I watched them all. And
it helps a great deal. You know,
it does.
Going in. And it doesn't even, it's not like looking ahead in the story. It's just simply an understanding of other events. It doesn't necessarily lead you to a better understanding of what's happening.
Right.
Not, in all honesty, that you would need it. It's the story really is an open book. The way that the narrative is presented, the pace at which it's meted out to the player, it's very clear. Like, and you know, it's also worth noting that the game is, of all the things that it is, and I can't say strongly enough how good a game this is. It is a very, very good game. It is not anything. It isn't even approaching scary.
No.
At all. There are some surprising moments. There are some tense moments when you're swarmed by enemies. I mean, it's certainly not melodramatic or comical or anything like that, but it's just not scary. And it may sound awkward, but it surprises me that it is both not scary and excellent.
And good, yeah.
Only because they were obviously going that direction.
Oh, no, they were totally pushing that stuff.
But it's not there.
They're pushing it at everything that's in that game.
Yet the fun is just, like, I had so many reservations about this game. You and I have talked about this several times where I have watched every video I could get my hands on of the gameplay.
We were worried about movements. We were worried about, you know.
It looked slow.
Yeah.
It looked insanely repetitive. And it looked tedious. And I think now that that's because of the people playing the game in the videos. I honestly think the people playing the games and a lot of the promotional material had no idea what they were doing.
Yeah.
Because once it became clear how the game wanted you to deliver damage, it was fun. It's actually a bit of a puzzle game. Every weapon is intelligently designed and has an excellent use. And every combination of four weapons, because you can only carry four, has very, like, has different strategic benefits and detriments. And it's, you know, it's very fun, like, right kind of inventory, smart inventory management, because you'll only ever pick up ammo. 99% of the time, you'll only pick up ammo for stuff you're carrying. Like, in like the four guns that you're carrying, right. Stuff you got sitting back in the bank. They're not going to load you down with that. So you're picking up useful stuff.
Yeah.
Being able to choose the upgrade path for each of your weapons. Again, very, very well designed. I can't recommend the game highly enough. It's a simple action game. It does not have any sort of mysterious plot. But start to finish, it was really very, very good.
Yeah, someone said it's not as much survival horror as it is action horror,
yeah.
I suppose.
I mean, that's there. You could say that the game is a little bit too easy. I played it on medium. I'm assuming you're playing on medium.
Medium, yes.
It's too easy. I mean, I never look for a challenge in my games. I don't want my game to be hard. I don't personally get anything from that. I don't need to overcome some sort of brutally unfair system. I know some people do, and I think that's great, and I'm glad the option's there for them. But just medium has always had a tendency to be a good balance for me, and it has not felt unfair. But this game was too easy on medium. It was far, far too easy. There was too much ammo available, and I didn't realize I was cheating by downloading the free content. Did you download the suit?
No, I did not. How so? I don't know.
Well, it's better than the level 5 suit that you get. The level 5 suit's the best suit that you can get through the course of the first playthrough of the game. It's better than that. It has more armor than that, and it has the maximum number of inventory slots. So I have free, you know, free downloadable content, and I guess it's time limited, but it's free. So
it ends October, I think, 28th or something.
Right, and there's a version for each system, the PS3 and the 360, and they're different.
Yeah.
Graphically different. The skin is different. So I downloaded. I was like, free stuff, you know? And the first time you get to a store, it's available for 0 credits. So I got it. The problem is you can't, change out of it. Every suit that is below that in quality, it will not let you switch back to. Oh. It says it's already in your inventory.
That's a shame because one thing I did like was seeing the various upgrades.
I know. Well, and that's also the other thing is I went straight to the best suit you can, essentially the best suit that you can have. And I was like, when I realized that, I was like, I'd like to change back, but I can't. And I was like, that's a little bit weird. I would like to appreciate the upgrade path. So that contributed to some degree, I know, to how my experience was, felt a little bit overpowered. But even without the suit,
you were eventually going to get there anyway.
The game's too easy. It needed a little bit more. I think with a higher degree of difficulty, with something less than a guarantee of survival through almost every encounter. I mean, if you're picking your nose, or if you're like taking a nap or something, then yeah, okay, you can get killed, and it's whatever. But it's the fact that under most circumstances, like, if you know at all what you're doing, like if it's not a new mechanic that you haven't figured out yet, if it's just a normal battle that takes place in any regular way, you're going to live through it.
What was your playtime?
Right around 17 hours. And I'm an extremely thorough player.
Mm-hmm.
There is no box, no potential resource, no cavity, no corner,
yeah.
No nothing that I don't investigate.
He explores.
I am an explorer.
Yes, he is.
So I will die sometimes just to see, like, will I die in an interesting way this, like, when this thing kills me? Like, so I'll do that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that's thorough.
That's what I do. So compare that to the ease of the game. I imagine a less thorough player, like somebody who's doing a very direct playthrough on Medium, could probably finish it in maybe like 13, 14 hours, maybe.
Yeah. I've been hearing that around 12 to 13, I think, is what I've been hearing from others.
I mean, and I didn't linger. Like, I didn't linger, but I go everywhere looking for, like, schematics. You know, I always
find your golden ruby semiconductors.
Yeah, I always find this semiconductors. I always pay a node to unlock the special door. I always do that sort of thing. I always double check, look around a room. I just don't like missing things.
Mm-hmm.
So, but even still, I expected to finish it in about 14, and I didn't. And I wasn't, like I said, I was playing very directly for me.
Yeah.
And it was really worth it. I didn't expect it to be. I expected it to be kind of fun, but I expected to sort of be like off and on with it. But
it's great when these things happen. When
it,
a game,
it actually was.
Yeah, I do kind of want to pick it up now.
Yeah,
just kind of have on my shelf and go back to it so often.
Well, it would be nice if it was supported with more DLC,
and
it's. I mean, it's no great thing. There, certainly the possibility of a sequel. Like,
I'm almost certain there will be.
I don't know anything about the sales numbers yet. I don't think anybody's heard anything about that, but I imagine them to be pretty good because it's an excellent game.
Well, you also look at it, you know, it's EA again. It's almost like EA doesn't do things once.
No, but it doesn't.
Except
you know what?
Facebook.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whose game this is.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who produced this game. You can kind of like look over its shoulder and definitely see EA back there. I think that has a lot to do with the fact that it is efficient and very well promoted, very well produced, but not really very original. I think that's where that flavor comes from, that particular infusion. But it's good. I mean, on topic of EA making some kind of turnaround, maybe not turning a whole new leaf over or anything like that, but definitely refocusing and trying to sort of polish up its brand a little bit in terms of this kind of product. It's good. This is an absolutely worthy release. And I don't know, in a slightly different climate, absolutely worth a full purchase.
Where are you at in it, Dennis?
I'm about 3/4 of the way through. I'm on chapter 9 right now.
I was about to say what chapter you're in. How long has it taken you to get there? How long?
I want to say I'm in somewhere between 10 to 11 hours right now.
Yeah.
Which about, that's about right.
So.
And there's like, you know, there's backtracking, which people have complained about, but it's like nothing nearly what I thought it would be. Every time you go to a place where you have been before, which happens much less often than I thought it would, you're accessing portions of that deck that you couldn't access
that were locked
before.
Off before, yeah.
So it is basically a new area.
And any areas that you travel through again, the situation has changed somewhat. And, like, how I can praise something that relies almost entirely on monster closets. I mean, monster closets. Come on. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. There's hatches on the floor. There's
vents everywhere.
There's vents on every wall. And that's where they're going to come from. And they don't even hide that fact. How in the world I can play a game and be so happy about it when it just uses monster closets? I would never have
thought. Well, you were surprised about the same thing, that the game is so derivative, but you're
I don't exactly know where it is. There is a lot of synergy in this game. It really is, I think, greater than the sum of its parts. And people talk about a lot about the audio design. I actually am not that... It's fine. It's perfectly good. Yeah. But there's either something making a noise right in front of me because it's going to come kill me, or there's a noise behind the walls, which indicates nothing. It's just there as attention building.
Yeah, it's atmosphere.
Never really worked on me. However, I will say that the lighting design is probably the greatest I've ever seen in any game. I will actually go that far. That it's the best lighting I've ever seen in a video game.
It's really nice.
It is atmospheric as hell.
You play it on an HD set?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure.
It's
quite glorious.
Well, Doom, like, you want to just talk about Doom 3, the direction it went with light. It didn't use lighting. Lighting was very sparing.
Well, I was going to say, they used
darkness. It was dumb. And I don't mean that
as a...
used
a flashlight.
It was dumb in that there wasn't a whole lot of art or science to it. It was a lot of darkness, and they used that to heighten the tension, and it had very little light. This game uses it so intelligently and so brilliantly to suggest space that isn't necessarily there. You know what I mean? Like, to suggest areas beyond your field of vision and beyond your... the clipping plane that's defined by all the garbage that might be in the air or debris or something like that. And it's very good. Excellent, excellent fire. Yeah. A lot of good washout around intense light sources. I mean, just good occlusion. I mean, really, really good. And I haven't heard many people talk about it.
You're pretty impressed by the game then.
I am.
Yeah.
I didn't think I would be, but I am. Really hard to talk, you know, about its overall quality compared to everything else at this point in time, because there's just too much else coming out.
Right.
It's going to have to sit until we can compare it to other things. But it's definitely a Game of the Month type of thing that I would expect to see pop up. Even in a hard month like this.
I was going to say, man.
Even in a hard month. It's a good experience.
Still got this week and next week that still counts as the month. So.
It's a really phenomenal experience. So I honestly didn't think it would be.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we will hit the weekly release. Ravenlock's waiting patiently on the phone to talk to us about what's coming up.
We think it's patiently. I don't know.
Yeah, he could be swearing
at us
right now.
Could be cursing
into
the receiver.
But yeah, when we come back, we'll have that and some more games that we've played this week as well here on In Game Chat. We'll be right back. And welcome back to In Game Chat here for October 20th, 2008, the official podcast of ColonyOfGamers.com. It is the first really big week of releases here. I know we had like two games on the radar last week that are coming out. Now we've got, I don't know, 3, 4, 5. We've got a ton that are coming out this week. And going over some of them here, Rock Band 2 for the PS3, and you have Bioshock for the PS3. It comes out this week, but there's Dead Space for the PC. There is, what else? We've got Fable 2 came out today, or midnight in some places. It was released. We've also got Far Cry 2 for this week. It's coming out. Spider-Man Web of Shadows is coming out this week as well. Just a whole bunch of stuff. Legendary, I keep thinking Legendary is coming out this week, but it's actually next week that Legendary comes out. But Ravenlock's on the phone with us right now. You there?
I am there. Hello.
Hey, what did you wanted to talk? Well, you wanted to talk about the Spider-Man game, right?
Well, I want to talk about a few things. I find myself in an interesting position this week, I guess. Not having a 360 or a PS3, I don't find myself caring too much about Far Cry 2 or Dead Space. Well, actually, I do care about Dead Space and Far Cry 2 on the PC, but Fallout 3 is coming, so I can't really lose myself in those yet. I'll get to them later. But about Web of Shadows, I want to get a pledge from one of you, any of you. I don't care. Please put it in your gameplay queue, make an hour for it, and tell us all whether it's any better than Spider-Man 3.
Okay.
I am interested in it. It very much looks like, well, Spider-Man versus the symbiote zombies. So
I took it out of my queue today, actually.
Really?
I took it out of my gameplay queue.
Why?
Because I wanted to play Far Cry 2. and I was afraid of it coming before Far Cry 2.
I've decided that you can't edit your queue anymore without talking to the rest of us.
Okay.
If you're going to have four games in your queue, like, we have the right to tell you what they should be.
I think that sounds fair.
Spider-Man 2 was a
great game.
No, Spider-Man 2 is like, that is the pinnacle of the Spider-Man games to me. Three ruined
it. To say it's almost the pinnacle of superhero games. I don't think anybody's done it better at this point than they did, and then they just went so sharply downhill.
Very good. That's a good point, yeah. Now that you put it in perspective, yes, that and Ultimate Destruction.
Sure.
Hulk Ultimate Destruction was great as well. But then they released the next Hulk game and the next Spider-Man game, and they just didn't match. For whatever reason, they didn't match that quality.
They dropped the ball. So somebody put it in, make a couple hours for it, and tell us all whether it's worth our time. The other thing, well, I have to laugh at one thing. Apparently the DLC today on WiiWare is hard mode for Mega Man 9.
I saw that. I was like...
Are you kidding me?
Like, wait, guys, I'm not playing hard mode?
Exactly. If you have extra effort to give, go make Mega Man 10. This is done. It doesn't need to get harder.
It's hard mode. Yeah, I saw that as well. Threw in a hard mode and a couple other things for you to play with Mega Man 9. So are you going to be picking that up?
Oh, hard mode? God, no. No. If I ever beat Mega Man 9 regular all the way through the end, calling it a day.
Now, the next thing you wanted to talk about that I was like, you know what? I don't know. He wants to talk about Wii Music.
Here's the thing. Don't hang up on me yet.
Okay.
My interest in this game is low. I am a person who cares about video game music. I mean, I've talked about it with you guys before. The music in Mega Man 9, the music in the Blob, I care about it. It matters to me. Even that said, Wii Music was really low on my radar. But I saw something this week that made me at least a little bit think, maybe I'm going to rent this. I saw some YouTube videos, and the idea of this game on a meta level is wave your arms like an idiot and make music. I understand. But... the idea of this game is you've got these, 40 to 50 musical pieces, and then you've got these 60 instruments. And you tell the game, I want to play this instrument, I want to play this piece. And from that point on, the tempo of the music, and to some extent the feel of your performance, is up to you, the way I understand it. And I saw these two YouTube videos that someone had linked to, both of the Legend of Zelda theme, and I will admit right away, track list on this is weak. But, okay, Legend of Zelda music, go. And one of the videos was this very classical, orchestral, I'm watching video games live version with a couple of pianos and a cello.
I think you watched an old video of that from, like, one of the E3s way back when.
Well, no, this was user-created using the Japanese version that came out.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure that they were just recreating the same thing. But the other one was, I think, a banjo, a drum, a dog, and a cheerleader. those were the instruments being used. And what was interesting was they were both really good.
Were you drunk?
Not drunk. One was this classical version of the thing, and the other was this jazzy, upbeat, kind of techno-sounding version of The Legend of Zelda. And while I don't think this merits a purchase, I don't think it's completely unlike the thing we're going to see out of Spore or out of Little Big Planet, where the value of this product is not in the game, although you can argue that there is more game in those, and I would agree with you. But maybe the value of this product is in giving people a really easy, like dirt easy, content creation tool.
I don't know. I watched it. I was there, man. I was at E3 Live when they were on stage doing that crap.
Oh, believe me, I watched the video. It was terrible. I understand.
Horrible.
It was really, really bad.
If the phrase "I got up for this" would fit for anything, it was that right there.
I am not and would not advocate that you give up a GameFly slot for that. I would find you and kick you if you did it, because you need to get Web of Shadows and tell me if it's any good. But just keep your eyes out. I have a feeling that something will come of this that might not totally
Why don't you rent it and then let us know?
Oh, well, I can't make content for anything anyway. I'm terrible at it. If I rent it, it'll just be like, oh, look, I can play the flute, and I'll be done.
Okay.
But I think that someone
like it's not gonna happen
will do something interesting.
Look, I can play the flute, and I'm done. You there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was basically it. So.
Yeah, I'm not the content creation guy on the show anyway.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
so and like, and I don't have a Wii.
Yeah,
but
you looked
you,
at me.
I was looking at you because I was like, all right, now you need to take one for the team because you do have a Wii and you are the content creation.
You
guy.
Like doing that sort of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, but. But
don't
have you seen this thing, man?
Do you want to play a dog?
I don't care.
No, I don't care. I really do
think you should take a look at it. I know that. I know this stuff. You know,
look,
I know stuff
I'm not the one that likes
like,
the Wii, though. Can't this go to somebody that likes the Wii?
I'm sorry. I really, honestly do feel bad for you. I'm sorry. It's really awful. I feel mostly terrible for you. So
I've got Warhammer.
I know it's difficult. Like it's at least thanks, but sometimes we have to do these things so that we know what we're talking about.
Look, if I'm going to come in and cry, and that's going to be my opinion.
I'll buy you some Chick-fil-A. All
right. Game on.
That's awesome.
So well, maybe I'll check it out. I'll see if I can come up with anything moderately entertaining.
I just come up with something to say about it, at the very least.
Yeah,
we
well,
need an opinion
you know,
here.
I will make sure I will game fly. I will sit down. I'll try and con some other idiots into come grabbing
right.
Wiimotes and a copious amount of alcohol, and we'll see if something can happen.
That could be great.
Yeah,
we need to make time for that.
Look,
so give me a call.
I'm
your idiot,
my
friend.
That's YouTube gold there.
I've got a camera.
Yeah,
I got a digital video camera, so I'm all over that.
Brilliant. Thanks for the suggestion.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Raven.
Well, now he will never let me call back again. So enjoy the rest of your
day. Talk to you later, buddy.
Bye-bye.
One of the other things coming out this week, we've got Eternal Sonata on the PS3.
Fun game.
It really is. I've still got it sitting there on the shelf. It's something I could never get rid of because I will go back to it. But that's what happens with JRPGs. I buy them, they sit on the shelf, and eventually I play them.
Star Ocean, First Departure for the PSP. I don't know who's into the Star Ocean series, but that's also coming out as well. New Portal stuff for Xbox Live Arcade this week. Portal Still Alive comes out. And there's this thing that I know Jeremy's really interested in. It was released late last week. The Mother 3.
I was interested in it because, you know, my old IRC buddy, Demi, who made Trism for the iPhone.
Right, he was
worked on that translation. I haven't played, actually, any of the Earthbound/Mother games, so I don't think I can jump right into 3. But, I was really interested in hearing that was finally out.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of people putting time and effort into that
so
game.
Congratulations
as well.
To those guys on the release.
Definitely. Good job. And I know it's getting some play time. One of the games that came out. Well, let me jump to Daniel real quick. You got into Mercenaries 2.
I did. I'm only like a month behind everybody else in the world, but yeah.
I was playing this a few weeks ago, and really, I was surprised at how well I enjoyed the game. I really didn't think I would like it too much, but I got into some co-op with some people online, and that's when that thing really.
Well, and that's why you were playing.
That's why, my buddy John, I finally conned him into getting a 360,
which was amazing because like I totally.
All I had to do
did.
Was make a website for him.
Yeah,
his payment to me was him getting a 360. That's how long and hard I've been trying.
It's
so
that's good. I just thought it was funny for me because like he started sending out his friend invites to everybody, and I got one from like some dude with zero gamer score, whose like, name I didn't know, and I was like,
"What is this?"
I was like, "Ah, oh, great, one of these guys."
Yeah, so he grabbed it, and we've been playing solely co-op. That's all we've been doing is putting co-op time into it. I haven't done any single player, but I've had a great time with it. I really enjoyed the first one. It's obviously not perfect. There's a few polish issues that it could have stood some improvement on, but as far as gameplay goes, I'm having an absolute
blast.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
And I got a hold of Saints Row 2 that I have been playing, and it's a lot of fun. I haven't played the co-op yet. I want to do that, though, but I haven't played the co-op part of things yet, but I'm really, really... There's a lot
of people on the friends list playing that. You should have every opportunity to try out the co-op, unless the single player is just that compelling for everybody that they don't want to bother with it. But I saw basically three titles on my friends list this week, and this weekend. It was Dead Space, World at War Beta, and Saints Row 2.
Exactly.
That was my friends list for the most part.
You know, it's not gonna look the same, but you're gonna see one or two games.
It's gonna be trending in that direction for the next few months.
Since you've been playing Saints Row 2 and I hadn't had a chance to get my hands on it yet. The garage, is it as good as the first Saints Row?
It's exactly the same thing.
Which means it's as good.
You can drop off as many cars as you want and get to select them when you go to your garage.
All the customization things and all that are all still there.
I haven't customized my car yet. But I've customized my
character. What have you been doing? That's the most important part of Saints Row.
I never customized my car in the first game.
Insurance missions are the most important part of Saints Row.
The second most important part is getting every car in the city and then customizing the paint and details exactly to your specifications.
This is true. I think you can do that later, though. Because really, for me, Saints Row, for like the first 4 hours, was about falling down in front of a car.
Yes. See, the insurance missions are still there. Then there's the fuzz missions, which you play as the police and have to go stop people doing the insurance stuff. People committing insurance fraud. You need to go get them. So you're like with this team that's shooting this cop style thing, and the guy's in the car, and he'll give these little clues when you're in pursuit of the whatever's going on that you've got to stop. He's like, you guys use chainsaws, don't you? And it's like, oh, get extra footage if you use the chainsaw on these criminals, or the flamethrower, or satchel grenades, or whatever else. You know, there's all these different things that you can use. And it's great. Then there's the mayhem mission, which is like this reporter says, I need footage for tonight's news. Go to this place and cause as much damage as you can. That is, it's great, because as you level up in these, there's like 6 levels per mission. So the first level of the mayhem mission, you've only got a grenade. The second level, you've got, by the third, you get satchel charges and a little bit more damage with what you're doing. In the fourth, rocket launcher. And I can't wait to see what I get in the fifth and the sixth, and it unlocks all this other stuff. You can customize your character any way you want to. You can make it a woman, but give it a man's voice, or vice versa.
Well, I'm sold now. Clearly, that was all I needed.
It's got a lot of stuff that you can do. I'm glad I gamefly this. This is one of those that I'm going to use. I'm going to buy it now that I've gotten it, because there's just so much more I can do with it. And so it is just a ton of fun. And a couple of things are better about it, like the shooting mechanics are better with it now. I mean, they've improved on some things. They've tweaked things that were in the first one that were okay, but they've kind of made them better now with the second one. So, man, it works, and it works really well, and it's a lot of fun. And I'm sure it's great in co-op. I'm sure it's wonderful, because you can do everything in this thing with co-op if you want to.
Good.
So, lots of fun there. Oh, Dana's asking me if I want cake. I do want cake. That's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up. I would like cake.
Why cake?
It was my birthday Saturday.
Saturday was your birthday?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
I'm 30.
Yeah, it's. I don't have anything positive to say about that. It wasn't all that great.
Yeah, so
welcome to questioning, your own, examining your immortality for the next however many years you have.
So, Dana, as some of you may know, makes some really excellent cakes.
She likes theme cakes.
She does, and I'm curious to see what I've got here.
Wow, that's kind of disturbing, really.
That's very disturbing.
It should be, but it's because of what it is. Where's the? You didn't do the cellophane?
What is this?
What is this, a condemned cake?
No, it's not a condemned cake.
For those of you at home,
we're not in the studio. It's a plate full of cupcakes, red velvet with white icing.
Which is awesome, thank you. No coconut in there, right?
No coconut.
there are little tiny...
there's doll parts.
Yeah, body parts.
There's been a Barbie doll that's been completely ripped apart.
What do they have on them?
Wait, I got it.
What is it?
It's Dexter.
It's a Dexter birthday cake. That's right.
That is great.
These are the ice truck killer.
That is exactly. Oh my god.
With the little red ribbons around each body part.
Man, every year I wonder what she's going to pick. Every year, and I never see it coming.
Yeah.
I never see it coming at all. I was like, what is she going to do this year? I have no idea.
You didn't see it coming this year because you had no idea what.
No, I had no idea. It's
which makes it way disturbing.
Yeah, for anybody who hasn't watched Dexter in season one, the ice truck killer, this is how he.
Don't ruin it for people.
I'm sorry, but they're 3 years behind at this point, so the statute of limitations has run on.
Even if you never, you should.
It's an excellent. It's actually excellent.
I've ruled out TV in my.
Man, you take pictures of this. I don't know if you already have.
I did. I'm gonna
okay. You want to go throw it up to the webcam so they can see.
It's always something like this,
Last year was the portal cake. We did that on the air.
Last year was the portal cake. What was the year before that?
Jeremy did a portal cake for you on the air.
Oh, okay, yeah. I had two portal cakes last year, actually.
Right. One better than the other, right?
And the year before last was...
The sediment-shaped sediment just didn't fly.
Let me see what it looks like here on the cam. There we go. We could use some more light on there, but... But yeah, that's cupcakes with doll parts in it.
We'll post pictures.
Yeah, we will post pictures of that. So it was Portal Cake last year. Was it Guitar Hero the year before that? Yeah, it was a Guitar Hero. It was a giant Rice Krispie treat in the shape of a guitar. Guitar Hero, yeah. Before that, 6 Feet Under Cake, Superman Cake. 6 Feet Under Cake actually had a casket baked inside of the cake.
Right. That was actually really good.
That was brilliant.
With a little candy dead guy.
You've had a Stargate cake, right?
I got a Stargate cake, yeah.
He had a COD 4 cake, but nobody knew what it was.
Yeah.
Okay. He got a Star Wars cake, too.
And he's got the Star... Yeah, it's just great. And so, Dana, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. I can't wait to rip into some red velvet cake there. So, but yeah, so there we go. I would ask you guys what you're going to be playing, you know, by the time we come around again on the Monday night show. But it's going to be Fable 2, Far Cry 2.
Yeah, that's what the next week is. Hopefully both.
Maybe Web of Shadows for me. Maybe Wii Music for him. For Daniel, I don't really.
No,
know.
No, I don't. I didn't necessarily say I was going to play anytime soon.
But you were going to at least get around to it. So, all right. Well, that is going to do it for us. We are out of here. We will.
We're
going
to have to push back the Max Payne discussion until the Wednesday show. But that's better because it's really not the sort of thing that's suitable for on air.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you. We'll see you on Wednesday.